We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right here, it's wedding day, or game day, as many are calling it. But I'm taking 12 to 15 minutes to talk to you guys about the NFL draft, because that is the daily part of the daily draft. We're making sure that we're getting this content to you every single day. I mentioned Badger State Brewing. One more reminder, guys, so excited. Pack-A-Day podcast, happy hour from 4 to 5:30 on Friday, day two of the NFL draft. Then the Pack Report draft party. Green Bay going to pick at 41, going to pick at 58, going to pick at 88, going to pick at 91. And I'm going to be there for the whole thing. Hopefully, this sickness, this black death, this plague is gone, or I'm gone. One of the two, because I've about had it, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. I've about had it. Today, though, we are talking about a possible reunion. And what do I mean by reunion? I mean that potentially the best defensive prospect, at least the best 2024 prospect, who played for new Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. And that is man, and that is a key word when we're talking about this player, that is man cornerback Elijah Jones from Boston College. I think the first thing that anybody is going to talk about with Elijah is his age, and that is part of it's part of the conversation. I don't know how else to say it, really. It's part of the conversation. It is what we're sort of dealing with in this era when we talk about, the COVID year, when we talk about the 5 years of eligibility, 6 years of eligibility. It's part of the deal now. And I know that it doesn't make it perfect or easy. And I understand fully the value in a young prospect, right? Because then you can project, you can make a projection as to how much better this player can get. Or there's the other part of it too, which is what I am watching just impressive, because this is a man playing against boys, and that's a very real thing. And that's why, like, I get really excited about Jatavion Sanders, who dominated the Big 12 when he was 19 years old, dominated the Big 12 when he was 20 years old. I get really excited about Keon Coleman, what he did to the Big Ten when he was 19. That's really exciting stuff. Doesn't mean that these guys are not exciting, that are older. I will say Elijah Jones is an extreme case, and that's why I'm discussing this first. Elijah Jones, guys, turned 25 in January. If the Packers make a playoff run, he will turn 26 years old in his rookie year, which, again, is why I had to mention it first. Even though the first part is usually the pros section, it's just what smacks you in the face about him as a prospect. He's old. He'll be 30, basically, by the end of his rookie deal. Very strange. Very, very unique in that way. Okay. Strengths. He's long. Okay. You look at his mock draftable, and you can just, by raw numbers, not even by looking at film, you see 89th percentile height. You see a 58th percentile wingspan. You see 54th percentile arm length. You see 60th percentile hand size. You pair it. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Again, the Black Death has not lifted. You pair that with a 97th percentile vertical jump, which was 42 and a half inches, and you have a ideal man corner in the sense of it's going to be super hard to get anything over the top of this guy's head, especially when you run mid 4.4s in the 40, not 4.3s, right? He's not the fastest cornerback in the world. But when you are 6'1 and a half with a 42 and a half inch vertical, meaning you're basically hitting your teeth on the rim, it's going to be hard to get the ball over this kid's head. And that's a very valuable thing, especially if you're playing cover one and you don't have outside safety help, right? Or cover three, you're in thirds and you don't have outside safety help. That's big time for him, okay? That's big time for Elijah Jones. Ball skills are excellent. If you just go and look at, we're just talking about basic box score statistics. Guys, he had 7 picks in the last 2 years and 36 overall pass breakups. Ken is a very long career. But in the last 2 years, 21 passes defensed, 7 picks. I think I might have wrote this in the Packer draft guide. I would be surprised if those 21 passes defensed and 7 interceptions, so, 28 times of getting his hands on the ball, were matched by anybody else in college football, period. And that's impressive when we talk about the other aspect of it, which is the and this has been talked to death when discussing Jeff Hafley himself. He plays man. It's way easier, guys. And this is a basic junior varsity level football thing. It is so much easier playing cover two, cover four, cover three to get your hands on the ball as a defensive back because you are watching the quarterback. Of course, you're paying attention to what's going on. You're playing zone. You're driving on routes. You're doing everything you're supposed to do. But as soon as, in man, as soon as you're in the trail position, you're not paying attention to what the quarterback's doing anymore. You're in man. So for him being Elijah Jones, to be as productive on the ball as he has been with the percentage of man calls from Jeff Hafley is super impressive stuff. That ball production is really impressive. And that comes, I think, and you would hope with his age, I'm going to stop begging on his age, I promise. But you would hope with his age that he was an instinctual football player and had learned a lot about the game. And you really see that. He really understands. Even when Half is not playing man, because it doesn't take a ton of instincts to play man, like there's some to it, route recognition, things of that nature. But when you play zone, you can really feel instinctual abilities from corners. They're understanding when to pass stuff off. They're understanding of route concepts, like, on smash, if this guy's route stops here and the fade is coming in behind me or the corner route's coming in behind me, what do I do? On dagger, if my outside guy goes in, somebody has to take that inside go because if they don't, it's a touchdown. And also someone needs to take the 15-yard in because that's a first down. Just understanding of, basics and what happens in route concepts against cover three, what happens in route concepts when you're playing quarters, whether it's 6, 2, 4, whatever, very instinctual football player. Concerns, cons, again, old. Like, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, almost, unless he's extremely good, it's hard to even envision like a second contract for this kid because he'll be 30. The other big thing for the Packers, I don't know if they're going to care, but they certainly have cared in the past. He's a $185, guys. That's light for Green Bay. 193 is kind of more like the zone for them. And if he was 5'9.5", $185, that would be one thing. He is gosh darn near 6'2", $185. This is a lean, thin-framed athlete that, frankly, and we'll talk about this in the Packers fit portion of it, that is flat out not something they do. You can go back and look at, you know, who the Packers have taken in the past, and I'll go right to the database here real quick. Carrington Valentine, 193 pounds. Eric Stokes, 194 pounds. Shamar John Charles, here's the hope, right? Here's the hope piece, which I'll actually probably just tell you. I think they viewed John Charles as a nickel. Plus, round 5, when they start to not care about stuff as much.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops and hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks, too, is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So here's the outlier. Shamar John Charles, 184. That's the outlier. And then we go right back into doing business the way they do business. Cardar Holman, 196. Jair, 196. Josh Jackson, 196. Kevin King, 200. Randall, 196. Rollins, 195. Meech Goodson, 194. Devon House, 200. They like dense cornerbacks. I think that's going to definitely be the case. Now, two playing single high. If you're going to use your edge players, as they've talked about, as Justice has talked about, as spill guys, those corners are going to need to tackle. if the edge guys, if the ends are going to spill outside runs to the outside, you can't have 180-pound corners that refuse to tackle. Not going to work. It's not going to work. But I will say, I don't think Elijah Jones refuses to tackle. I should have mentioned that in the pros. For as small as he is, he tackles fine. Short area quickness to me is a question. I think there's a chance he's a little bit of a linear athlete. At this time, I don't believe we have agility numbers. I would like guys to have, frankly, decent agility numbers to play man. If you're going to play a ton of cover three, that's one thing, right? I can have a linear athlete out at cornerback if we're going to play a ton of cover three and we're going to pass off some of those inbreakers. If you're going to play man and you're going to chase those inbreakers, I kind of need you to be able to start and stop. I need your hips to be oily and I need you to move a little bit. That would be probably my biggest question for him is hips. Short area movement. You equate that to a combine drill, three cone, short shuttle. We don't have those numbers. A lot of guys will tell you, guys aren't skipping drills because they're going to be good at them. And I do see some of that lack of short area quickness and things like that when I do watch Elijah Jones play. Okay, Packers fit. I kind of have to say like medium, just because the weight thing would be so odd for them. And at his age, it's not like he's, you know, quote unquote, growing into his frame. He's not. He's not growing into his frame. He is what he is. So I don't see in the realm of possibility that he's going to, quote unquote, fill out at 25 years old. He's going to be thin. They're going to need to prove to me that they don't care, because you just heard all the names I listed off of these 195, 196, 200-pound players. So then the question becomes, okay, when do they start looking at him? Plus, he's an older prospect. I think I have a round five on him. Is that realistic? Well, round five is when they stop, quote-unquote, caring. It's when they take the slower guys. It's when they take the guys that don't hit the agility numbers. It's when they take guys they normally don't take. And ultimately, that brings us to my final grade on Elijah Jones. I have a high round five grade on him. He is in my top 150. He is player 141, and he is my 21st ranked cornerback. I like him. I do. I think he has a specific skill set. I think it actually kind of fits what Green Bay does. I don't think he has a lot of other things that he can do besides play man and play cover three. And if your team doesn't care, then he's a fit for you. And I think he might be a fit for the Green Bay Packers if they can get over the fact that he is pretty gosh darn skinny. Okay, guys, as I mentioned, please pull up to the draft party. It's going to be absolutely insane. Going to be so much fun. Buy the draft guide. Promo code DAILY, DAILY. Buy the draft guide. Use that promo code for 10% off. And then do everything you're supposed to do here at the Pack a Day Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you can get every piece of Packers content that you require on a daily basis. Have a great rest of your Saturday, guys. Go Pack, go.